Orlando, by Virginia Woolf. Preface. Many friends have helped me in writing this book. Some are dead, and so illustrious that I scarcely dare name them, yet no one can read or write without being perpetually in the debt of Defoe, Sir Thomas Browne, Sterne, Sir Walter Scott, Lord Macaulay, Emily Bronte, De Quincey, and Walter Pater, to name the first that come to mind. Others are alive, and though perhaps as illustrious in their own way, are less formidable for that very reason. I am specially indebted to Mr. C. P. Sanger, without whose knowledge of the law of real property this book could never have been written. Mr. Sidney Turner's wide and peculiar erudition has saved me, I hope, some lamentable blunders. I have had the advantage, how great I alone can estimate, of Mr. Arthur Whaley's knowledge of Chinese. Madame Lepovka, Mrs. J. M. Keynes, has been at hand to correct my Russian. To the unrivalled sympathy and imagination of Mr. Roger Fry, I owe whatever understanding of the art of painting I may possess. I have, I hope, profited in another department by the singularly penetrating, if severe, criticism of my nephew, Mr. Julian Bell. Miss M. K. Snowden's indefatigable researches in the archives of Harrogate and Cheltenham were none the less arduous for being vain. Other friends have helped me in ways too various to specify. I must content myself with naming Mr. Angus Davidson, Mrs. Cartwright, Miss Janet Case, Lord Berners, whose knowledge of Elizabethan music has proved invaluable, Mr. Francis Birrell, my brother, Dr. Adrian Stephen, Mr. F. L. Lucas, Mr. and Mrs. Desmond McCarthy, that most inspiriting of critics, my brother-in-law, Mr. Clive Bell, Mr. G. H. Rylands, Lady Colfax, Miss Nellie Boxall, Mr. J. M. Keynes, Mr. Hugh Walpole, Miss Violet Dickinson, the Honourable Edward Sackville West, Mr. and Mrs. St. John Hutchinson, Mr. Duncan Grant, Mr. and Mrs. Stephen Tomlin, Mr. and Lady Ottoline Morell, my mother-in-law, Mrs. Sidney Wolfe, Mr. Osbert Sitwell, Madame Jacques Reverat, Colonel Corey Bell, Miss Valerie Taylor, Mr. J. T. Shepherd, Mr. and Mrs. T. S. Elliot, Miss Ethel Sands, Miss Nan Hudson, my nephew, Mr. Quentin Bell, an old and valued collaborator in fiction, Mr. Raymond Mortimer, Lady Gerald Wellesley, Mr. Lytton Strachey, the Viscountess Cecil, Miss Hope Merlies, Mr. E. M. Forster, the Honourable Harold Nicholson, and my sister Vanessa.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?